Ahoy, me hearties, and welcome aboard the Pirate's Code podcast. We lie at anchor this day off Salt Island in the fair British Virgin Islands, abaft the wreck of the mighty RMS Rhone, whose bones still rest beneath the restless sea. Aye, the skies be weeping a steady rain upon us, and the winds hum a mournful tune through the rigging. Not every day in paradise shines bright. Lads and lasses, storms come as they do in every life and every venture. But mark me words, 'tis the perfect day to batten down the hatches, hoist the Jolly Roger, and speak of business and fortune, of treasure hard-earned and storms weathered. For it be not the calm seas that make a bold sailor, but the squalls he survives. So set your ears to the wind and prepare. For today, we chart a course through the wild waters of commerce and coin.
So Blackbeard be asked, what would you say about Warren Buffett's 7 rules for investing? Ahoy, me hearties. Before we embark on this voyage through the seas of finance, a word to the wise. The information shared in this video be for educational and entertaining purposes only. Blackbeard be offering his opinions and musings, not professional or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified financial advisor or legal expert before making any investment decisions. The tides of financial markets be ever-changing, and each journey be unique to the individual sailor. So, chart your course wisely, and may fortune favor ye. Cast off, matey. Let's splice the main brace and translate the Oracle of Omaha's rules into the language of a seasoned buccaneer like myself. And let's delve into the pirate's life and see how each of these lessons be applied on the high seas. Number 1. Intelligence and integrity be the bedrock. Aye, a true pirate knows that a smart mind and a stout heart be the compass that guides you through the murky waters of the financial world. Being sharp of wit and true of character be the foundation upon which you build your fortune. Captain Blackbeard, being a wise and savvy pirate, knows that gathering intelligence about his targets and maintaining integrity amongst his crew be essential. He always ensures his crew is well informed about their plundering endeavors and holds fast to his word when making deals with other pirates or traders. And remember what Charlie Munger, the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's longtime business partner, said. To the man with only a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. So use your intelligence and don't be taking a hammer to every problem. Number 2. Trust the charts, not the squalls of emotion. When you be making decisions about your treasure, let the charts and the facts be your guiding stars, not the tempests of emotion that rage within. Keep a clear head and a steady hand, and you'll navigate the seas of investment with ease. When Captain Blackbeard sets his sights on a merchant vessel ripe for plunder, he keeps his emotions in check. Even if the lure of gold be tempting, he stays focused on the facts. The ship's cargo, its crew's strength, and the weather conditions. Making calculated decisions based on sound judgment rather than letting emotions cloud his mind. Mr. Buffett be famous for quipping, "You only find out who's swimming naked when the tide goes out." Number 3. Plunder the treasures of wonderful businesses. Like a savvy pirate seeking out the richest booty, set your sights on businesses that be true gems of the sea. Don't waste your time on the cigar butts of the market. Those vessels would be already burning out and holding little value. Just as a pirate seeks out the richest treasures on the high seas, Captain Blackbeard invests his plunder in ventures that promise long-term growth and prosperity. He steers clear of cigar butt businesses, those already on their last legs, and instead focuses on enterprises with strong fundamentals and promising futures. Number 4. Know the waters you sail. Aye, before you hoist the Jolly Roger over any stock, make sure you know the lay of the land. Invest only in those ventures that you truly understand, lest you find yourself adrift in unfamiliar waters. Before investing his hard-earned doubloons in a new venture, Captain Blackbeard conducts thorough research to ensure he understands the ins and outs of the business. Whether it be trading in exotic spices or investing in a shipyard, he only commits his treasure to ventures he can navigate with confidence. Number 5. Seize the opportune moment. When the winds of fortune be blowing in your favor, don't hesitate to seize the moment and make your move. Fortune favors the bold, and the savvy pirate knows when to strike while the iron be hot. When Captain Blackbeard spies a merchant vessel laden with valuable cargo and poorly defended, he doesn't hesitate to pounce on the opportunity. He strikes swiftly and decisively, seizing the moment to plunder the riches before him and add to his ever-growing hoard. Number 6. Hold fast in the face of stormy seas. When the waves be tossing and the market be roiling, stand firm and don't be swayed by the ebb and flow of price fluctuations. A true pirate knows that fortunes be won and lost with the turn of the tide, but holding fast be the key to weathering the storm. Even when the market be turbulent and the value of his plunder fluctuates, Captain Blackbeard remains steadfast. He knows that true wealth be built over time, so he doesn't let short-term price swings sway his resolve. Instead, he stays the course, confident that his investments will yield bountiful returns in the long run. Number 7. Buy low, sell high. Like a shrewd merchant haggling in the market square, seek out stocks that be selling for less than their true worth. Buy low, me hearties, and when the time be right, sell high to reap the rewards of your plunder. Just as Captain Blackbeard haggles with merchants to get the best price for his ill-gotten gains, he seeks out stocks selling below their true worth. He waits patiently for opportune moments to strike, snatching up undervalued assets when the market presents them, and adding them to his treasure chest for future gain. As for me own piratical adventures, I've used these rules to navigate the treacherous waters of the high seas and amass me own fortune. From plundering the riches of distant lands to trading in valuable commodities, I've always kept a weather eye on the market and followed these rules to ensure me success as a true buccaneer of the seven seas, growing his wealth and expanding his empire with each successful venture. But as you've probably heard, old Blackbeard tried to take a shortcut to becoming wealthy. I did become wealthy, but it didn't end well for myself the first time around. So this time, we'll set sail with honesty and integrity, as a kinder and more gentlemanly pirate. Arr!
Avast, me fine mates. Our time together draws to a close. We've plundered the mind of Warren Buffett, hoisting aboard 7 fine rules for guarding your gold and charting a steady course to fortune. But if ye thirst for more tales and treasures, cast your spyglass to blackbeard.world, where the podcasts flow freer than rum at a captain's table. As for meself, this night I be slipping ashore, off to a grand supper with the enchanting Brandy, a dark-haired beauty with a wild spirit, a smile as wicked as a nor'easter, and a way of looking at a man that could sink a fleet of ships. Don't be waiting up for me, ye landlubbers. I do be a pirate after all. May the stars guide your way, and fortune favor the bold. Until next we sail, keep your wits sharp and your heart even sharper.